You cannot write in science fiction, you certainly cannot read it very much and deal in these terms across whole galaxies without realizing that sexual equality is as basic as any other kind of equality. Now, this does not mean that in future pictures I will ever stop using women as sex objects, as I will not, but to be fair, we have always used and will be continuing to use males as sex objects too. As a matter of fact, when I was younger and much more agile, I've been used as a sex object myself. I think it's great fun. But we really believe that. We believed it even back in 63 when we were making the first pilot and laying out the Star Trek series idea. And in those days, we had the Enterprise 50% men, 50% women. Would you believe we received another one of those network visits? The fellow this time said, you can't do that. We said, why on earth not? These are exact quotes. He said, because don't you see, it will make it look like there's a lot of fooling around going on up there. We had a huge argument. He went away, came back a week later, and said, we've had a meeting on this whole subject, and if you want your series, we're going to make you a one-time offer. You can have 30% women. And I thought, well, hell, 30% healthy young women should be able to handle the ship, so I just let the thing go.